Guest Editor's Note by Tally Osborne. This world wasn't built for a girl like me, but that's not stopping me from exploring it. As a woman without both of my arms and with shortened legs, I know firsthand both the joy and the obstacles that come with traveling. There's a unique kind of empowerment that comes with venturing into the world, exploring new places, and embracing new experiences even when there are bumps in the road. Literally. Especially when I was traveling via my scooter over cobblestone streets in Italy, England, and Quebec City. Accessibility is often seen as a luxury or a feature added on for convenience, but for people like me, it's not just about ease, it's about freedom, independence, and dignity. In my journey as a traveler with physical challenges, I've learned that accessible travel isn't just about finding ramps and elevators, though those are essential. It's about how a place, service, or experience can be transformed to make me feel included, respected, and capable of fully enjoying what the world has to offer. I approach travel with resilience and resourcefulness. Yes, there are challenges, but there are solutions, and many of them require a bit of creativity and a ton of patience. One of the first lessons I learned was the importance of research. With a little time spent online, you can uncover what accessible amenities a destination provides. Although what may be labeled as accessible, may not necessarily be accessible for me. We all have different accessibility needs, and coming from a woman with a very unique body, finding accessible amenities and destinations is always a challenge. When I travel, I make sure to take a proactive role in communicating my needs. I reach out ahead of time to hotels and transportation services to ensure they are ready to meet my needs. There's nothing worse than arriving at a place only to realize that there's no accessible entrance, or that the elevator is out of order. By setting clear expectations early on, I can minimize frustration and set myself up for success. Sometimes, though, things don't go as planned. Accessibility features might not work, or something might be less accessible than I anticipated. When I traveled to Italy, it was so much harder to get around than I could have imagined, especially in Rome. Most buildings, being historical, weren't accessible to me and my mobility scooter, but even worse, the sidewalks and curbs were a nightmare. There was often no slope to get onto the sidewalk, or if there was one, there was oftentimes a car parked across it. I have family in Agropoli, a small town on the Amalfi Coast, and I was eager to visit them. My sister and I investigated getting from Naples to Agropoli and we found an accessible train, yay! However, when we got to the train station with tickets we already paid for and began boarding, we realized my scooter wasn't going to fit on the lift they had available. I tried, but my scooter was just a few inches too long and they refused to board me. We were gutted as we had family ready to meet. But instead of letting these setbacks derail my experience, I focus on solutions. We ended up hiring a private accessible van to drive us there, which cost us hundreds of dollars. When traveling with physical challenges, you need to be open to asking for help when you need it, to be flexible with your itinerary, and be ready for unexpected expenses. I don't let obstacles stop me, I find another route, another way to adapt, and keep going. And being able to hug family I only ever heard about, made it all worthwhile. The world is changing, and there's a growing recognition of the need for inclusive travel experiences. More businesses, attractions, and destinations are realizing that welcoming people of all abilities isn't just good for individuals, it's good for business. And the beauty of this change is that it benefits everyone. Did you know that in London, England, every single taxi is wheelchair accessible? They have special black cars that were built to be taxis and they're completely accessible, for everyone. Isn't that amazing? Why can't every city do this? It would make this world so much more inclusive and easy to get around. Accessible design often results in better experiences for all travelers, disability or not. Traveling has taught me resilience and resourcefulness, and how to find the best in every situation. It's not just about the destination, it's about the journey and the knowledge that with the right mindset and the right resources, there's no place I can't go.